Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I was obsessed with you. When I found out you had hair.
Come on.
And I hate saying this because I know people say. Guests today, Michael Rosenbaum, Harlan Williams. Here's my question that I start off right with now. Michael, how old do you think you were when you did Smallville?
Ooh.
Because I heard you on an interview incorrectly telling everyone how old you thought you were. Because I remember Smallville so fucking much.
How old was my character supposed to be, or how old was
I as an
actor?
You're supposed to be in high school, right?
No, I had graduated high school, but I was still hanging out with a kid from high school. Tom, Superman, Clark, you didn't watch the show. Thanks, Harlan. But I was a 28-year-old, 27-year-old playing maybe a 19-year-old.
Oh, you were. It's because I saw you in an interview say you were like 25, and I was like, no, you weren't. I literally was watching the interview. I go, you're wrong. Like, almost got, because I go, I know where I was when I found you, and I know how old I was.
I'm glad you watched that show.
I love that fucking.
What a treat.
It's the first prequel show I'd ever seen. I'd never seen a prequel type show. Like, it blew my mind. I'm in the intelligence window of Hollywood that doesn't know Bruce Willis is dead in the movie until like a minute later. You're like, whoa, he's dead? I'd never heard of a prequel ever.
Ask my best friend if he's ever seen Smallville.
Harlan, have you ever seen Smallville?
No, that's not my best friend. Can't rely on him. He's actually.
Harlan, do you remember the first time we met?
Yes. Yeah, I do.
When do you think it was?
I know it was in Minnesota at the Arby's drive-thru at 3 in the morning. We did a drive-by, and they were just closing. And we said, no way, we're going to eat. Give us the cheddar cheese roast beef mofos. Remember, we put a gun in the window,
yeah.
And we got served, and we sat in the parking lot.
Well, did you used to be a lumberjack?
I did, yeah.
For real?
For real, yeah.
In Canada?
Mm-hmm, that's right, yeah.
You guys are both like kind of like Midwest types, like Canada and
Indiana.
Yeah. The only Jew in Indiana.
Yeah.
All right, we are making this cocktail. It is a palate cleanser, the homemade Dole Whip cocktail. It is frozen pineapple, frozen bananas, 6 ounces of vodka, and then we stream in coconut. It should be like an orange whip.
Yeah, make it nice
orange
and whippy.
Whip. You know that orange whip's from?
Yeah.
What?
16 Candles.
No.
Oh, what is it?
Blues Brothers.
Oh.
And then we are making the Kiss My Greasy Ass Sandwich. Ooh. Requested by you, Harlan.
Lick my greasy ass.
Lick my greasy ass sandwich.
Yeah.
No, why did you pick this?
It's a recipe. Sometimes when you develop your own recipe, you're proud of it. So this is one I spent years and
You
years
developed this.
I created it. Lick my greasy ass. It's delicious.
Are you aware of what's in
this? I had it once.
Yeah.
For real?
We went to Burning Man together and he made me lick my greasy arse.
It's really good. You're going to like it.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're comfortable with me making it?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I want you to make it.
Where did you find, is this like a?
It's just something, you know, I experimented a lot in the kitchen and it finally just kind of almost fell in my lap. I was fooling around with some ingredients.
Okay, hold on. For those of you watching, one of the ingredients is tongue.
Yeah, that's the lick part.
Where does the tongue come from?
A cow.
A mouth, I think.
Cow tongue.
Yeah, lick is, and then lick. Greasy is the bacon and ass is the round steak. That's the back end of a cow.
Oh.
Lick my greasy ass.
That's fucking fantastic. Well, let's start off with cocktails first. I got this great, is this your recipe for the cocktails too?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So this is all requested by you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
great.
Fantastic.
Yeah, you're gonna love it.
It doesn't have any shellfish in it, does it?
No.
Are you looking for shellfish?
It's very giving.
Yeah, wait, what was Burning Man like? Are you married?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm not married. I went with him, but he won't ever invite me again. Don't ask why.
What's Burning Man like?
Burning Man, it changed my life. My dog was, oh my God, that looks like a dick. It's not even a fucking, is that a tongue?
Tongue, bro.
Dude, you're not eating that.
Dude, I'm not eating it. I'm cooking it for you guys.
We gotta peel the outer membrane off of it.
Anyway, he invited me to Burning Man, and I finally went with him. My dog was going blind, and he says it's a very spiritual thing, and we took an RV there, and
what's the rule with shitting in an RV, Harlan?
Pardon me?
What's the rule with shitting in RVs?
There is no rule, because he did it every 30 minutes.
For real?
That's why he hasn't been invited back.
Yeah, Here's the thing. He's got a shitter. You have a shitter in the RV.
Yeah.
You're going to shit.
Why would they put a toilet seat on it if you're not supposed to shit?
Because he would do it with the door open talking to me. And when you're in a
Did you have brothers?
Yeah, I had older half-brother, younger half-brother.
If you have brothers, I feel like you can shit in front of people and talk to them.
Yeah.
I didn't have my
brother. Let me tell you, he's heavy. He ain't my brother.
Yeah.
But he never, ever once told me not to do it. If you just said, don't shit with the door open,
I told you every day.
I would have fucking listened to you.
Every day I did.
No, you didn't. You just didn't invite me back.
So wait, what do you do at Burning Man if you're not single? You just, you're like...
Burn, man.
You just run around and be crazy.
I thought Burning Man was all about just, like, fucking hippie chicks.
No, it's a spiritual release.
Have you ever done Molly's?
Oh, yeah.
Have you?
Of course.
Yeah, I had never done that before, but I gave in.
You did Molly?
You didn't do it, right?
No, I won't do that
stuff. He won't do it, but I did it. I experimented, and it changed my life.
Whoa.
3 days in a row. I don't do drugs, but I did. I was like Molly Thringwald on that shit, man. three days in a row, and it was.
Was it good?
You know what it was? It was 10:30 at night. I'm exhausted. I'm going to bed. Night one at Burning Man. And then all of a sudden, Harlan's like, not Harlan, Dan. Not Harlan. Dan, my friend Dan's like, dude, you got it.
What's going on? But tell me more about Dan. But Dan wakes you up, and he's like.
What?
He's like, hey, man.
How did his voice get that high? Did you hear him?
How did you get that high?
My friend Dan, keep going.
Harlan's like, you know, Harlan's not doing any drugs, man. But Harlan's like, hey, bud, you know you're a Burning Man, brother. You got to experiment, buddy. Take a Molly. And it's 10:30. I'm like,
I don't need Dan.
No, but you said it. Even though you didn't do drugs, you wanted me to do it.
I didn't know. Well, Dan did.
All right, Dan. And then they're like, you know, just try it. I'm like, I'm tired. I don't want to have a bad trip. No, bud, you don't trip on this shit. And so finally I took one.
Yeah.
And I remember it didn't make me trip out. It just made me feel really good. It gave me the energy, Bert, to carry on.
It's amazing. It really is amazing drug.
Yeah, you don't want to do it a lot. It's not a good drug. It's a good drug.
I knew a dude who did it a lot, and his eyes started, like, cockeyed.
Yeah, not good. It takes a while to get rebound.
Yeah. You ever done coke?
Have I done coke? Yeah, but I have bad allergies, you know, sinuses, so it locks up the next day. And yeah. I just don't feel like
I feel like I'm going to die the next day. I'll never do coke
You do again. Probably do a lot of coke when you do it.
No, I mean, when I did it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the point.
I mean, you really powdered your nose.
Yeah, I got in there. I joined the team.
Yeah, you're like, you're a guy's guy.
I grew up in Florida. If someone brought out coke and offered you some, it was rude to say no. Mm. Like, you're like, oh, no, I'm going to go tell on people. Yeah, how old were you when you first smoked pot?
Probably 19, 18.
18, yeah.
18,
yeah.
I wish I was that. I was like fucking 13.
Really? Oh,
yeah,
wow.
And now
I probably got laid early too, didn't you?
No.
You didn't?
17, and I didn't do it
18,
right.
18, yeah. How old were you when you...
What?
Got, you know, the old...
Oh, God, don't touch the ingredients with your bare hands.
Is that a real sink?
It is a real sink. Wait, how old were you when you lost your virginity, Harlan?
I haven't yet. I'm holding up.
Yeah, right. Canadians bang at like 8.
Yeah.
Why? Okay, if you're gonna make fun of it.
No, I love Canadians. I'm just saying you guys have sex earlier than we do.
But the fact that I've held off, I don't want you guys to make me feel singled out.
No. A lot of guys wait until their 50s.
Yeah.
To have sex.
I thought I'd do it on my deathbed and just be like a graveyard.
Mash,
yeah.
Okay, I'm ready. Bring her in.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be fun? Your last dying breath is in ecstasy. That's what I want to do. Good.
Your last words are, I'm coming and going.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to guess 6 ounces. Oh, I guess I got this right here. Why wouldn't I just use this? Fuck it.
Oh, by the way, thanks for the parking outside, Bert.
Is it bad parking?
No, it was great. We parked by a homeless cart. I guess I was helping for something.
Well, let me taste it.
And then we stream in coconut.
Yeah, pour a lot of that in. A little more. There you go.
Good?
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
All right.
Perfect.
This looks fucking awesome, by the way.
Yeah, they're delicious. I can't drink them, I'm allergic to bananas, but you guys are gonna love it.
You're allergic to bananas?
I am.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Who's
allergic to bananas?
Why would you make us a drink that you can't drink?
Well, because I used to be able to drink it before I knew I was allergic, but I wanted you guys to enjoy it. It's delicious.
You can't shit the door open. You can't drink
delicious.
A drinking
Delicious. Where do you taste this?
This looks good.
Isn't that fun?
By the way, this is the first time I've ever made a legit cocktail on the show.
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah,
for sure.
And you can what you do is you just take the vodka and you do a little swirl on the top.
A little floater?
You do a little, just a little like swirl of acid from the banana. See how it burns in like that?
I don't think this is an accurate drink.
Yeah.
Is this a real drink?
Yeah, man.
Swear to God.
Dude, unbelievable.
Swear to God. You don't want to try some?
I would, but I'm allergic
He's
to bananas.
He's not swearing to God, dude. He's not swearing to God.
You don't just, you have to drink it
like I kind of want to do that, too.
Yeah.
Well,
what the fuck?
Stab it if you have to.
Hey,
but
hey,
cheers to Harlan's drink.
Cheers. Enjoy. Have a fun with that one, guys.
It's not bad.
Not bad.
Right?
It's not bad at all.
You know what? It's I feel like I'm on Cabo.
Well, this is actually really good.
This show is sponsored by DraftKings. Hey, fight fans. We've got a big weekend coming up with UFC 300 right around the corner with matchups set to make history in the octagon. This is one you don't want to miss. I've teamed up with DraftKings Sportsbook to bring you closer to the action. Right now, all new customers who bet $5 will get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings app now and sign up using my code Burning. The crown is yours. That's right. New customers can bet just $5 on any fight and receive $150 in bonus bets instantly. Stay in on the action and use your $150 in bonus bets on DraftKings same game parlays for a shot at even bigger payout. Combine multiple bets together for the same fight, including total rounds and method of victory. If sports betting is not yet available in your state, don't worry. You can still join in on all the fun with DraftKings Daily Fantasy and have the shot to win cash prizes. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. New customers use promo code Burning and bet just $5 on any wager and get $150 in bonus bets instantly. That's promo code Burning only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Don't miss out on all the action this week at DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app today. Sign up using dkng.co/burning or through my promo code Burning.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/MMA for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
What are you doing? Do you know how to?
I was gonna
just cut the base off, and then you cut. You just use the tongue. This part.
Do you want to do this?
You have to do it because you're the chef.
It's this.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, like this.
Cut the tongue, and that's the only part you cook, right there, the tip.
Man, you are really grabbing onto a tongue. That is a fucking tongue.
It really feels like it,
right? You can feel the taste buds. What do I do with this thing?
That goes in the garbage, or if there's a cat in your neighborhood, or a saber-toothed cat, even, that would be nice.
Are you going to eat this, too?
No, you got
to peel. I'm allergic to tongue, but no, you don't. You cook it in the husk.
No, you got
to
take the husk off.
No, whose recipe is it?
No, I'm afraid that you're not eating it, so that's why I'm concerned.
All right, if you want to de-husk it, you can de-husk it.
It says to de-husk it in the notes.
Go ahead.
It's fucking disgusting to touch. It is just like touching a tongue.
How do you feel it. How do you de-husk?
You cut it in the middle and then peel it back.
Have you done this?
Yeah, it's my recipe.
Well, why don't we give it to you and you do it?
I wanted Bert to learn it.
Here, I think you gotta skin the tongue.
There you go.
I don't want to touch my face with it.
Oh my God.
Oh, you're really doing it.
You got it. I think you gotta. Do you have pliers? How do you get the taste buds off? Jesus Christ, Harlan.
Be careful though, buddy.
Yeah, don't point the knife.
Oh fuck! Are you serious? This is so creepy.
Yeah.
It's like stripping a glued condom.
Pretend you're.
Right? Of a corpse.
Yeah.
Pretend corpse you're getting dead. Out of a Walmart sleeping bag. That's enough. I think you got
didn't do anything.
Well, that's enough. The flavors will bubble through.
Oh, it's stuck on my finger.
Oh, my God. It's licking you.
Oh, I think you got to take this husk.
Yeah, cut the side sole off.
Yeah, let's do this. Let's just cut it.
Just be careful, Bert.
Oh, it's like you're...
Yeah,
oh,
skin
God.
The tongue.
Oh, fuck.
Shave the tongue. It looks like a shoe, a baby shoe.
It does. It looks like a... Hold that up, Bert. It looks like a nice
baby,
shoe.
Meat baby
it does
shoe.
It look like a baby. Yeah.
Baby shoe made of meat.
Oh, my God.
Okay, this tongue is pretty peeled.
Yeah, that's perfect. Oh, the oven's on.
What the hell did I just do? Unlock.
I think you bought a Kenny Roasters oven.
Do I need to need it on fuel lock? I need it on fuel lock? It's on unlock. It's not moving.
Kenny G.
Okay, it's on unlock. There we go.
Yeah, I'm good.
It's George Foreman, not Kenny Roasters.
All right, so this sandwich has bacon.
Bacon.
And that's the...
That's the round steak. Or this is like ass. This is like comes off the ass of a cow. There's a chart over there, Bert, if you want to pull it up, we can show people.
Oh.
I can hold it up to the camera for them. So this is the round steak. Which is code for ass, and that's that. So we got lick the tongue, greasy the bacon, and ass. And for those of you at home cooking along with us, lick my greasy ass.
Hey, Harlan, didn't you move to Denver to do radio for a period of time?
No, I did radio, but I did it from my house.
But it aired in Denver, right?
They bought me all the equipment for the studio, and I did it in my house. Yeah, it was awesome. But I was the drive home radio guy in Denver, and I was doing it in the Hollywood Hills.
Oh, I thought you were in Denver.
That's what you call a bait and switch, bro. You ever do one of those?
Yeah, like with my wife. I was 186 pounds when she met me.
Oh,
really?
Man.
Yeah, I looked fucking good. And like you, I looked like you actually a lot.
You look good.
So you bait and switched your
life. You are who you are. If you're a little overweight, great. You're a funny guy. You're charming. You probably got a big hog on you.
My wife the other day got out of giving me blowjobs with the most genius out ever.
What was it?
I can't, your dick's too big.
Oh, that's a good
one. I was like, well, I can't argue that one.
Still made your day.
Wow. Yeah, it's definitely not. But I was like, well, what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
That's a big, tough problem.
You guys ever get roadhead before?
In a car?
I had never, oh my God. What was that?
I never knew burps smelled.
Yeah, that one did. That was like the ass of a barbarian.
Wait, let's go back to roadhead. You can throw up.
That's some barbarian. What does that even mean?
How do you think would you slice tongue? I guess in like pieces.
No, you do it the whole thing. Or if you want to do it, you can slice it up.
We're splitting the tongue three-way.
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay, then I would cut it right down the middle.
Like this?
No, like a shoe. Hold it up like a shoe, yeah.
Like and then cut like this?
Yeah, three, like Neapolitan ice cream, yeah.
You've never even done this.
Yeah.
No, you haven't.
Lick my greasy
I'm gonna
ass.
Do this. I got this, Harlan. I'm gonna cut it into thin slices.
Yeah, okay.
So we can feather it on the, this is gonna be, I bet this is gonna be really good, actually.
Really?
Yeah. You guys will love
it. Let me ask
it.
You a serious question, because I would take a bite. Is it, has it been in the, has it been refrigerated?
Yeah, I boiled it, and it's been in the refrigerator ever since I boiled it.
So
it's actually gonna
be
really
sick.
Good.
We would get sick.
I don't think so.
So you're a real cook.
All right. Are you good at auditioning?
No, I never care so much because I always think I'm not gonna get it. They're gonna go with some better looking dude or somebody.
What's a part that you auditioned for that you didn't get that would turn into like a massive movie?
There we go.
Not big ones, like I think, what was the one with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon?
Goodwill Hunting?
Yeah, Goodwill Hunting, that was one.
Wait, what did you do?
I auditioned for Ben Affleck's brother that he got the role. And I was down to the wire, and then they go, they gave it to this guy named Casey Affleck. I'm like, wait, you mean the guy who wrote its brother?
Oh,
yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, what else did I audition for? Some big ones.
Philadelphia?
No, not that one. No, I didn't audition for Philadelphia. There's some other big ones.
You look like you should have.
Harlan, you had...
Band of Brothers.
Are you serious?
I hung out with Tom Hanks a couple times. Didn't get it, though.
What about Black Hawk Down? You had to audition
for
that.
Yeah, I did. Met with Ridley Scott for that. Didn't get that one either.
Yeah.
It's all right, though. Like, it's the experience.
You've had every great steel-seeing movie moment in comedies.
I have?
Yeah. I mean, think about it. You've been in Something About Mary.
Yeah.
Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber.
Half baked.
Half baked.
Oh. Back in the day.
What was the one where you're getting fucked in the ass?
Every one of them.
Bust a Nut in Grandma's Butt.
Yep, that's one.
That was a good one.
God damn it. Where are tongs?
That was predictable.
Yeah.
Do we have tongs?
I'm wearing one right now. Ooh, that's some good bacon right there.
I think I'm getting close to burning it.
That smells good. That smells really good.
I think you will eat this.
Well, I would, but I'm allergic to tongue, but you guys are going to love it.
It's a lie.
Dumb and Dumber was a fucking big one.
That was fun.
Do you know Jim Carrey from Canada?
I didn't meet Jim until I came down to the U.S.
Do people still ask you to quote lines like...
Sipping on a little grandpa's
Always.
Always.
Do you do it?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, would you do that line with the pumpkin line that he says in Dumb and Dumber?
Would I do it now?
Yeah, you drinking out of grandpa's.
You do it.
Yeah.
Hey, that's the thing. Everyone does it better than me. I see people do it, and it's like, I think that was better than
you
I could.
You think this is
get
enough?
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
You think there's a...
That's
and if you
perfect.
Don't like it, will you send you the next minute for free?
Yeah. Yeah, that's perfect, Bert. That's
it
a
is?
Good amount,
okay.
Yeah.
Perfect, so we don't need the rest of this tongue.
You don't need the rest. And you might want to just do the same filleting of the ass meat.
Okay.
Or the round steak, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
So wait, so give me like, you know how like in life, sometimes you get those like moments where you're like, I can't believe this is what I fucking do for a living.
Yeah.
Give me one of those from Smallville where you're like, they're saying, okay, I'm going to need you to do this. And part of you is like, I trained to be a fucking actor. And then you're like, but now I got to be like those moments where you're like, ah.
Oh, psyching yourself into it.
Yeah.
Well, I had a lot of those moments because I've been a pretty big dork and I was a lame-o in high school.
I still can't fucking believe that.
So imagine like getting cast as like a villain who's really smart, which I really wasn't. Like guy who owns suits, which I really didn't. Guy who was like a, you know, so villainous. So when I got the part, I was like, there's no way they're gonna fire me in the pilot. They're gonna fire me afterwards. They're gonna see me.
Has been my biggest fear in this business.
I thought that was gonna happen.
You've
I swear
been fired,
to God.
Bart?
I've never been fired.
I was fired once.
Really?
Here we go.
Tell me about it, pilot.
I was just gonna tell you about the other moment.
Do that first.
The other moment was just I remember just like going, hey, you were paid to do this. You came here to do this, man. It was in my head, you know?
That was Jack Nicholson.
You came here to do this, Wendy.
How about John Malkovich? Have you seen this guy's John Malkovich? Nobody does Malkovich but this guy.
I don't even do a Malkovich.
Let me hear Malkovich.
Great,
all right,
bro.
Clint Eastwood's on the phone with him in the line of fire, and he says, Clint Eastwood says, you have a rendezvous with my asshole, motherfucker. And Malkovich says, no, what you couldn't possibly know, Frank, is that they sent my friend, my comrade in arms to my home to kill me. I never lied to you, Frank, and I never will.
Nice.
I haven't done it in a while.
Lick my greasy Malkovich right
Wait,
there.
Wait, can you do Kevin Spacey?
Oh, yeah, bro.
It's too much sizzle. You're not going to hear it. No.
All right, now.
No. Yeah. Shit, now, what does he say? He says, no, listen to me. Now, Harlan, you're gonna eat this fucking ass tongue, and you're gonna do it right. No, goddammit. I don't know, something
That's a good one, that's
right.
A good one.
Right? Yeah, he'd come over sometimes to get me high, back in the day. Yeah, I did a couple movies with him, so my friend and
Kevin
I...
Kevin Spacey?
Like, he's like, hey, Rosenbaum, what's up? I'm like, not much, he goes, wanna get high? Sure. Come over and get my friend Roger and I stoned. He was awesome.
That's awesome.
That's fucking great.
Yeah, he was always really cool to me, and he never hit on me. I mean, I know you think like, but he was always, I never saw that side of him.
That's great.
Yeah.
What a cool guy to be buddies with.
Who's the biggest?
Hey, I'm just saying my experience.
Wait, who's the biggest movie star you've ever met?
Will Ferrell.
Oh my God, I worked with De Niro.
For real?
Yeah, I worked
When did you work with De Niro?
What's that movie? Wag the Dog.
I worked with
Dustin Hoffman and De Niro, Bruce Willis, Richard Dreyfuss.
Rodney Dangerfield?
Crap. You met Rodney Dangerfield?
Yeah.
He was best friend.
I did a movie with him, yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he was my buddy at the
Dude.
End.
What's that? What's he like? Give me a good new
Rodney
Dangerfield
story. Let's do a conversation like we need to talk to him. Well, let's say
I'll interview you and you'll be him,
all right? Hey, Harlan, how are you?
I'm pretty good, Rodney.
Hey, you're funny. I saw you in that movie.
doing the neck thing. It's great, I tell you. Huh, Bart? Have you seen it?
Well, listen, I hear you've been having some issues with your wife, Rodney. What's going on?
I tell you, I can't get any respect with my wife, huh?
Huh? What's going
on? I'll tell you what. She told me to take out the trash the other day. I said, hey, you cooked it, you take it out, huh? All right.
Wow.
Holy crap. That's awesome.
He's great. Yeah, no one knows he does all these impressions.
Yeah, I didn't know you did any impressions. No, you're doing stand-up now. I heard.
He got me into it. I opened for him one night. That was scary as shit, but I started doing it. Yeah, I like it, but, you know, I started thinking, man, the life is so hard what you guys do.
Yeah.
Like, think about it. You guys go to, like, Cleveland for five shows and, like, three nights. And then
I heard you saying that in an interview. You were like, I don't know if I could do that. And then I started going, it's my fucking life. That's all I do.
No, but I'm saying, like,
I don't know. He was great at it. He was great.
But I don't, I respect comedians so much, stand-up so much, because it's so fucking hard, man. It's like, it's got to be hard on the kids, right?
Yeah.
That's probably why you didn't get the blowjob.
I remember Chris Hardwick said to me, he goes, he's like, how can you do that? How can you have kids and then also be a comedian and go on the road? And I was like, they're like guys in the military that go for 2 years over to Afghanistan. Like, it's not that bad. But I don't know. I guess, you know, my kids don't know any different.
Yeah. I don't know. You go to these little towns, right? And it's probably, you know,
I play in big cities, guy.
Ow, fuck me.
Well, you just got whippersnapped.
Yeah.
You got bacon.
All right, this bacon's better.
Dude, grease will fucking burn.
Hey, should I cook the tongue?
Grease.
Should I cook the
Sizzle it up.
In the bacon?
In the bacon. You have to put it in the fat, yeah.
Okay, all right, done.
It cooks faster.
Yeah, okay, bacon. Here we go.
Sizzle it up.
Dude, I love this. This is delicious bacon. What kind of bacon is this?
Turn it down just a bit. You don't want to sizzle it as hard. I think you turned it right off there, but that's okay.
Did I?
It'll get there. There now. Okay, it's right back where it was. it's all right. We'll get there.
Let me put all this tongue in there.
Oh, the guy uses a scallop knife to open a beer.
Hey, Bert, I know you get a lot on your mind right now, but can you help me open this thing?
Yeah. Yeah, here.
Thanks.
I think you can do it like
Jesus
this.
Christ. Dude, you're a real man, dude. You could, like, bust open a bottle cap.
I learned that in Russia.
Dude.
Holland, do you have kids?
We best not talk about that. they're out there, let's just say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, can we skip over my kids?
Yep. Do you have kids? You don't have any kids.
You
think you'll ever have kids?
I like how he looks at me and goes, you don't have kids.
No, but you're so much. I didn't think you would be 45.
46.
You're 46?
Yeah, I'm 46.
Oh, that's what I was thinking though. So I guess I was right. All right, so I want to fry this up. Now I got to cut
this. That's almost
up.
Done, by the way. You don't want to overdo it, because you don't want the tongue crispy. You want the tongue moist and almost like when you're eating and it feels like it's licking your French, kissing your own mouth with your.
Okay.
I should have done it for you. Now I feel bad, but
that's okay.
Cut the ass cheek.
And we just cut it like this, I'm guessing?
Let me move this just because it's not pretty in the shot.
Just threw a box of grease.
Yeah, just nice thin ass slices.
I like how we do nothing.
Well, no, this is the job. Is I bring you here so I can cook for you.
I really appreciate that.
No, I'm a huge fan.
I feel bad about your wife not giving you a roadhead, though.
Oh, yeah, I would never get roadhead. I'm taking her to Paris. Have you been to Paris?
Yeah, once.
What'd you do there?
I saw someone's grave.
Jim Morrison?
Yeah.
You love Morrison. Do you do his voice? Do you do Morrison?
How many people are... No, I don't know. How many people are really... I don't know. Remember that? That was in The Doors.
Isn't that the guy from Silence of the Lambs?
Oh, wait. Is Bert cooking this cow arse again? Hey, Bert. That's enough meat to fucking...
That's good. That's good, Bert.
All right, we good?
Yeah, that's all the ass you need.
I don't know. Is that enough ass?
Yeah. You don't want to overdo it with the ass. You don't want the ass to overpower the tongue flavor.
You don't want to probably overcook this.
You don't want to overcook the ass, and if the ass is too strong, it overpowers the bacon, so you...
I'm sweating aggressively.
Yeah.
What else goes on this? Meat, onions, pickles, mayos, horseradish?
No, it's just... The lick my greasy ass. It's bacon, tongue, and ass.
Okay. I might put mayonnaise on mine just to help get it down.
If you want to ruin it.
Or I won't do it.
Let me ask you a quick question. Swear to God.
Yeah.
Is this a real meal?
Dude, yes. What do you think? There's three prime meats there. You got tongue, bacon, and ass.
And that's it? You just put the tongue, bacon, and ass together?
On bread, on delicious sourdough bread.
I got sourdough right here.
Yeah.
That's here, do you want to slice these up for me?
Yeah, let's, Michael likes to slice.
Here, do we have another knife? Hey, Rachel, where are plates?
Oh, don't cut towards yourself. Cut that way.
Coming from a guy who does nothing.
By the way, I have nothing but raw meat all over my hands. Here you go.
You're not supposed to do this either?
No.
Well, how would you cut that then?
You put it on the cutting board. There's a big thing in front of it.
Yeah, but if you're going this way.
Whatever there, Ted Bundy.
All right, like that?
Yeah, there you go.
I've never seen anybody cut bread like a pansy like this.
Well, welcome to the Thunderdome.
Okay.
Just cut two, because I can't eat
tongue. Hey, how many people have ever said, Jesus Christer?
Yeah.
I've never heard it, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, can we make that your new thing?
Yeah.
Jesus Christer.
Jesus Christer.
You've never had that, even in high school?
No, no. Dude. No one ever calls me. I never got.
Let's come up with a bunch of Christers.
Yeah.
Did a girl ever had a Christ on you?
No.
Christer test dummies. You ever drink a bottle of orange Christer?
Do you meet Paul Christer?
All right, I think the steak's done.
Yeah, that's right. That's not steak, that's ass, by the way. That's some sweet deep fried ass right there.
You ready to make these sandwiches?
Yeah, go for it, guys.
Wait, are you really not eating one?
I'm actually allergic to tongue, so I'm a vegan. When I came up with this dish, I was still eating meat, but I've been a vegan for years.
I love how camera friendly you are. Like, ah, oh, that will block the
shot.
Let's
put this down here.
You won't eat anything.
Okay. They say that if we put all these accoutrements on it, it makes it even better.
Go for it.
Here we go.
Oh. Are you serious?
Oh, wow, I just burnt my fucking arm.
Dude, totally Christer. Oh,
I burnt
all
my hair.
Burnt Christer.
I burnt Christer.
Shit.
Oh, you all right, bro? Put some tongue on it. Hurry.
Just fucking put my arm over it.
Lick it with the tongue.
All right, you ready?
Jesus. Right.
Burnt Christer.
Christneroni.
Why don't we just eat your arm? It sounds like
that
it's
needs
cooked.
A little salt right there, bro.
It does it?
Yep. Just a little bit.
Here, help me. I don't know where it is. Oh, that's right over here.
That's a big wound on you.
Yeah,
dude, put it in cold water on it, Bert.
No.
That's the first aid.
Do you have a little
thing.
Mayonnaise, Michael? Do you want mayonnaise on yours?
I'll have a little mayonnaise.
You know the first aid rule
bread.
Is always put cold water and ice on a burn.
I don't
burn.
Even see any salt.
They say egg yolk.
Huh?
No, cold.
A little bit of horseradish?
Wait, why am I blind?
Right here, Rosie, in this dish. Underneath that, there's a white dish full of salt.
Wait, oh, this, right? Yeah. Here. I was looking for a bottle of fucking salt, not a bowl of it.
Called a salt shaker.
Okay. We got some.
Oh. Ah.
Some. You
I've just been assaulted.
Ah. Put a little bit of.
Oh, God, I love this show.
Spanish onion.
Real thin.
Be careful with your hands, dude.
Yeah, don't cut your.
Kreischner your arm.
Don't Christ your fingers off.
Onions.
Christ test dummies. I love that one. That was a good one. Christ
like
test
that?
Dummies.
Did you guys just high five?
Oh, we fist bumped.
We potatoed.
It's like a high five.
Bro.
Don't forget the bacon. You need the greasy.
This actually looks pretty good.
This does look really good.
Are you hungry?
I'm starving. I haven't eaten all day.
Oh.
And I had too much coffee.
Do you get angry?
I get very.
Do you yell at your children?
No, not really.
Your wife?
Mm.
Do you give a fake yell to your kids like a Farley, like I'm not gonna tell you again?
I do. I'm a yeller, but not like a real yeller. I'm like a
Old
like a
yeller.
Joke yeller.
Dude, you're gonna love this.
I'm gluten-free,
so
but
wait,
not
wait, why don't
tonight.
I why don't I cut you a little slice, Harlan?
I would, but I'd swell up. My ankles would puff up like Hillary Kinkle's clankins.
I think I have. Okay. So you're really not going to try this?
I would, but I don't eat meat.
Who has a recipe for food they don't eat?
Yeah. Well, when I created it, I was a meat eater, and now I'm a vegan, so I don't eat it anymore.
Hey, buddy.
Cheers.
Cheers, man.
Fuck.
It's honestly pretty delicious. It is delicious. It's like a lot of meat.
It's a lot of meat.
Are we not supposed to swallow?
That's what she
said. I would have even put it in my goddamn mouth, but.
It's not bad. Do you really want to try that?
I can't. Lick your greasy ass, boys.
It's really greasy.
And assy?
Ooh, I want a pickle on mine.
You got a lot of white stuff around your mouth like you're at a Shell Station glory hole. Is there something do we have any napkins?
Mm-mm. The only way to do this is to really get into it.
You got, you're
I'm really surprised by this.
What are you doing? I'm gonna throw up. What are you doing? Are you throwing up? I'm gonna throw up if you throw
up. I'm not throwing up.
What are you doing?
I'm not throwing up.
Let it out.
Your mouth.
See, if you throw up a tongue, it'll just look like you're sticking out your tongue.
I had a piece of fat in my throat.
Oh, are you okay?
Yeah.
You need a Coke?
Don't embarrass me.
Here, try some of my delicious drink and wash it down.
I don't want to die on the show right now.
Oh, our YouTube ratings would be through the fucking roof. Are you throwing up again?
No.
What is it?
That tongue was too hard. It really was. It was unchewable.
Yeah, I cooked the shit out of some of these tongues.
Yeah, that was like.
The ass looks a little tender still.
So what do we, how do we wrap this up, Harlan?
I just say, enjoy Lick My Greasy Ass. And by the way, it's a great holiday meal to do at Christmas. If you're tired of the Christmas chicken or turkey, try some joyous Yuletide Lick My Greasy Ass. And I say we wrap it up by saying Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays?
Yeah. Yeah. Is that cool?
Yeah. Should we sing a Christmas song?
Yeah. Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is super insensitive.
Well, I've heard it before.
Oh.
I know, because...
Are you Jewish?
Yeah.
No, I can't sing.
Oh.
We, our kids, at our kids' school, they wanted to do a Christmas show. And,
just to be clear, so that wasn't the ending?
No, that wasn't the ending.
Okay.
I keep going, we'll wrap it up. They wanted to do a Christmas thing, but they couldn't sing Christmas songs because it would be prejudiced.
Racist, yeah.
Yeah, so they did Christmas songs, but changed the lyrics to make them Jewish, okay?
So they sang
the 12 nights of Christmas, on the first night, day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
A yarmulke and a dreidel tree.
All they did was go through and list items at a deli. They were like,
some gefilte fish.
100%.
Three matzah balls.
Four lick my greasy ass.
A black and white cookie.
A menorah and a dreidel.
And Barbara Streisand.
And he'll take the check.
Four Yentl screaming, five. Yeah, that'd be good. I like that. I was
laughing so fucking hard as they went, and I was like, I think this is racist. And they're like, no, it's things in it, because no Jewish person wrote it.
Makes no sense.
Things get in Cardi's.
I like that.
All right, so how should we? I haven't really found an end to the show, like a button to tag it and get us out.
What about a Christmas carol?
That's a good idea.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Fa la 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 la.
Thank you, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
You're a Jew, right?
No.
Oh. You are now.
Jesus. Something's burning.
This episode was brought to you by The Machine.